When is the news going to be about something besides fear? From finance now to milk from China, more than a dozen countries and the entire European Union are recalling or banning Chinese milk products after reports of high levels of melamine. That's a chemical that has contaminated baby formula in China. Thousands of Chinese children are sick. At least four died. Worries about Chinese milk are spreading here, too, especially in Asian American communities. KQED's Wan Ha reports.
Three products, a popular Chinese candy, a yogurt drink from China, and instant coffee from Taiwan were recalled by their American importers. FDA testing detected melamine in the yogurt drink, while tests by state health officials found melamine in the candy. Walmart sells the candy in selected stores in 18 states. All of the products are usually carried in Asian grocery stores. At the Ocean Supermarket in the Northern California city of Milpitas, General Manager Ken Tha shows me the long shelf where he used to stock the popular White Rabbit candy. He said he pulled the candy even before the recall notice arrived because he read about its contamination in Asia.
I was afraid to stock it and the customers are afraid to buy it. Right now, we're not ordering candy from China as much, especially sweets with milk powder.
I'm inside the Haitan Supermarket in San Jose. Right here in the middle of the store is an open box full of White Rabbit candy for sale. On an earlier visit, I actually saw one bag that had already been opened. I asked store owner Tan Jun if he knows about the recall. I heard about it, but I've been very busy, he says. Didn't have a chance to take it down. I forgot. The owner throws down an empty box and scoops up bags of White Rabbit candy off the shelf. A spokeswoman for Walmart said the company pulled White Rabbit candy off its shelves last Wednesday. That's 5 days after the recall was issued. The Food and Drug Administration enforces product recalls such as these by working with distributors to notify retailers and going out to stores. But consumer groups complain that products often stay on the shelf, even after recalls.
You know, FDA does not have the inspection workforce needed to enforce any recalls or any public health advisories they issue.
Tony Corbo is with the consumer group Food and Water Watch.
Some folks are going to try to get away with not recalling on their own, and they may not do it until somebody from the FDA shows up, and it may be months from now.
Food and Water Watch is calling on the FDA to follow the European Union's lead to ban certain milk products from China. FDA spokeswoman Stephanie Kwisnik says that FDA investigators are going out to stores every day to sample and test products that contain milk and milk ingredients from China. Ingesting melamine is harmful to the kidneys, but on Friday, the FDA reassured the public that tiny amounts of melamine in food isn't likely to cause harm, except when it's in infant formula. Chinese infant formula is not sold in this country. And as of yet, there have been no reports of illnesses in the U.S. related to melamine. But the list of contaminated food items is likely to grow. This Japanese commercial is for Koala March cookies. Asian grocery stores here and a small number of Walmart stores in 41 states carry them. But they've been recalled in Canada and several other countries because tests detected melamine in them. Walmart pulled the cookies off the shelves even though they are not recalled in the U.S. The FDA says it's in the process of testing them. For NPR News, I'm Wan Ha in San Jose, California.